أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا. This surah, the last surah of the first surah of the last surah, surah Am and surah Naba. Three main things Allah Ta'ala discusses in here. One is the mockery the kuffar, the non-believers of Makkah used to make about the day of Qiyamah. And they should fool around and make a big joke out of it that when is it coming, it hasn't come still, etc. That was discussed yesterday. Then in the same surah, Allah Ta'ala also discusses about the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, which is shown in the form of Allah's great ni'mats. And that comes today, that what great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala Allah has bestowed upon man, and those very same ni'mats and favors of Allah shows the great qudrat of Allah. When Allah's qudrat is so great, then what is it difficult for Allah to bring the day of Qiyamah? Any person can realize this by realizing the ni'mat of Allah upon him, and that Allah Ta'ala will bring Qiyamah, and it is not difficult at all on Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will bring in the day of Qiyamah and the Akhirah. And the third subject which will be discussed later, the principles and laws on which Allah Ta'ala will reward people and punish people. However, with regard to the favors and the qudrat of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا. Kya humne nahi banaya zameen ko bichhona. Don't you see for yourself how we have made this earth like a bed? Especially in primitive people till today and before, all people should sleep on the ground. And the ground was a source of great comfort for people. Today also we sleep on beds, but the beds are placed on the ground. And this ground is level, then the bed can also be level. So Allah Ta'ala has made this ground like that, and even till today, sleeping on the floor, on the ground, is the most healthiest way of sleeping, especially for back pains. Pains of the back and spine. There is nothing better than sleeping on the floor. So Allah Ta'ala has made the floor like that, the earth like that. Who has made this, which now houses about 7-8 billion people? And Allah is giving everyone the place for their sleeping. And this, the floor which Allah Ta'ala has made is not too hard that we cannot sleep on it or dig into it to plant our things. Neither is it so soft that we just sink into it. Allah has made it so ideal. And every person can think that the earth hasn't come upon out on its own. There is a maker of everything. We know there is a maker. And it is Allah who has made this earth and the ground. So Allah has made the earth like a bed and spread it out. Wal jibala autada, or paharo ko mekhe. And Allah is the one who has made the mountains like pegs. It is a narration in the hadith that when Allah created the earth first, then the earth was shaking and moving around. Then Allah Ta'ala pegged it down with mountains in different places. And in this way, the earth is stable on its place. As late as 1960, about 60 years ago, only then did scientists discover, when they took certain readings on a flat piece of ground, they got a complete different reading. And when they took it at the foot of a mountain, they got a complete different reading there. That led them to further investigations, from which they realized that at the bottom of the earth, there are huge like steel plates of 200 kilometers, and it is the mountains that are keeping them on their place. And if that was not the case, then we would find that Australia is in one place today, and tomorrow it is in another place. We would find Africa is in one place today, and tomorrow it would be flying around. And that is exactly what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. And this mountains, they are the ones keeping the plates on their places. Earthquakes, volcanoes, etc., according to scientists, also result. It is directly from Allah. But indirectly, when these earth plates make, when the steel plates make a little movement, That is when volcanoes and earthquakes erupt at those places. So on the day of Qiyamah, the mountains will fly like cotton wool. So the earth won't be pegged down. And then everything will just fly haywire. We cannot imagine how it will fly. To give us a brief idea, like a person sitting at his office desk, and he's got all weights on his papers. It's a hot day, he has kept the windows open. And so the weights are there and keeping everything on its place. But the little child comes and lifts those weights up. Then you find all that papers flying this way and that way. That is what will happen on the day of Qiyamah, when the mountains will fly like cotton wool, this whole earth will go haywire, and everything will go upside down. So looking at the mountains, we only look at it at the most as scenery. And that also a tourist who might be a little interested will say, a breathtaking sight, how beautiful that mountain is. But for the vast majority of us and all people, we will just drive past the mountains and we will take no notice of it. We will pass, we will drive past a desert and we won't see how the desert is made, how Allah spread it out. We will pass by beautiful green pastures and the lawns which are spread out on the grass that looks like a green carpet on the ground. But we'll take no notice of it, that who made it, how he made it, and that he has made it for us. For us, it is just nothing. Just like blindly we are driving through. Whereas a mu'min's eyes of the heart, our heart is supposed to be open and notice all these things and the great qudrat of Allah and the great favors of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And Allah ta'ala says, we created all of you in pairs. This is another great thing which we don't even take notice. For example, amongst the pairs and opposites, Allah created us in pairs and opposites. For example, one we ourselves, Allah created man, and from man he created woman also. Yet he has created pairs amongst us. And we get paired up when we get married. And that also is a great qudrat of Allah. Many times a person from one country marries a woman of a different country, complete different culture, different language, etc., everything. One couple who got married at one time, the husband only knew English, nothing else. And his wife only knew Gujarati. She didn't know a word of English. And he didn't know a word of Gujarati. But Allah paired them up and they are living happily. How Allah Ta'ala, two different countries, from different countries, different cultures, different backgrounds, and sometimes even, though perhaps not so encouraged, but different religions, but they both accept Islam and how they live together. So this is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. We're living through it with our wives, but we don't notice it. In one ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, we created you as man and wife that you find peace and solace in one another. And fortunate are those people who live an Islamic life, their nikahs are made Islamically, and they are blessed with this life of peace and solace in one another. Husband finds peace in his wife, wife finds peace and solace and comfort and protection in her husband. What a wonderful setup Allah gives in this world. And also, at the same time, Allah made this opposites and despair by which other people are born. Husband and man and woman get married, they become husband and wife, and then the earth gets populated. Now children start coming into the world. All this is, we are living through it, but we don't notice the qudrat of Allah. We don't see the hand of Allah in all these workings. And that is what is required. We read Quran Sharif. Hopefully we all have made lot of tilawat in Ramadan. But we did not notice Allah Ta'ala still. Allah didn't come into our lives as yet. We have to realize Allah, His Qudrat, His favors, and recognize Him. And that how He has done these like impossible things. Two people of complete different cultures, natures, but they live happily together. When Allah can do that, what is it difficult for Him to bring Qiyamah also? And in this, Allah pairs, Allah Ta'ala has made the day and night. Allah Ta'ala has made the sky and the earth. How many things Allah Ta'ala has made in pairs and opposites. Allah Ta'ala has made beautiful people and people who are not beautiful. Allah has made beautiful scenery and other scenery which is not beautiful. And that is to remind us of Jannat and Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala has made some people with very good character and akhlaq, and other people with totally rotten character and akhlaq. Allah Ta'ala has made some people very pious, and He has made others great sinners. All this is the system of Allah Ta'ala, and this is playing out in front of our eyes, but sadly we don't notice anything. May Allah let us see Allah Ta'ala while we are living here, and become really sincere and faithful to Him, and obey His commandments. وآخر دعوانا